Welcome to Conversations with Pastor Russ. Stay tuned for today's encouraging and inspirational message. Here's Pastor Russ.
Hey, everybody. So glad you're joined us today for Conversations with Russ. Someone asked me a few minutes ago what we were going to talk about. I said prayer. And it's just, you know, because to a lot of people, it seems kind of, well, maybe it's boring, but we're about to light this thing up.
Boring, sometimes maybe spooky and weird.
Yeah, yeah, but no. We're going to talk about some really good stuff when it comes to prayer today.
Right.
So we're really glad that you've joined us on Conversations with Russ. Of course, we're live at 1460 AM radio, but heard around the world at liferadionj.com. Really cool, though, is you can watch us live on Facebook. So if you're not on Facebook Live, you want to watch it. It's always better.
Right.
And I keep Pastor Ruben with us because when people are scrolling, they see this handsome dude. That's what he says.
I'm glad that you said that line, though, because then it feels like I don't have to.
He's like, oh, wow, we got to stop and look at this dude,
fine,
you know. So anyway, but he's the moderator.
Stop it. Keep going. Stop it.
He's the moderator of the show. And we're really glad that you've joined us. So please do this. If you're watching us on Facebook Live, go ahead and share it.
Yeah.
And
for sure.
It's also going to be on our Facebook. It's on Fountain of Life.
It's on Fountain of Life right now. I shared it on my thing personally, so that way we can get some stuff.
Okay, really
and,
cool.
And I'm going to steal your laptop in just a minute so I can go and put it on your Facebook too.
Yeah, so he's not just a pretty face. He's really good with technology, and he's going
to
get this all set up. But we're talking about prayer today, and there's some really cool questions, interesting questions.
Sure.
I love the show because we take biblical truth and we wrestle with it, and we're gonna wrestle with a couple things about prayer today, and when should we ask for forgiveness, things like that. So we're gonna be. Thank you for passing it back over.
I gotcha.
But think about it. Prayer is really our lifeline here with God. And
for sure.
I can't remember who I heard say it is, as much as our physical body needs oxygen, our spiritual man needs prayer.
For sure.
And
that's good.
Let's start out what the definition of prayer would be.
I
think just talking with God.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be anything like huge or crazy or long-winded or anything along those lines. Just talking to God and allowing him to talk back too, you know. We'll talk about that in a little bit.
Yeah, we'll talk about that as well.
But just
it's communicating with God,
and
people get all jammed up with saying the right words. I mean, so, I remember King David in the Bible. I mean, help,
right?
Anybody ever just say, "Help me, God"?
Right.
And
those couple words are a prayer.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't have to be these crazy thoughts and
long and, biblical words, and,
right?
King James prayers.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
It's just, and it's, and thank God, Bible says his ear is always open to the cry of his people.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. I just love that. So let's jump right in.
Yeah, let's do it.
So again, if you're on Facebook Live, please share this. We want as many people to tune in to Conversations with Russ as possible. So let's, question number one.
Let's do it. This first question. All right. How often should we pray? That's it.
That's a good question. How about we never stop?
Hey, I dare say that's scriptural.
1 Thessalonians 5:18. I believe that's right, but it's 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, says that we should pray without ceasing.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe instead of how often should we pray, let's tackle the question of what does it mean to pray without ceasing?
Yeah.
Now, just wrap your mind around that for a minute. The Bible says pray without ceasing.
Right.
So let me throw a couple, maybe a question back. What does that mean? Does that mean we stay on our knees?
Yeah.
Does it mean we're always like this or like this? What does it mean to pray without ceasing?
Right.
Because the question is, how often should we pray? And the Bible says we should never stop.
Right. Always is the answer.
Pray without ceasing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I know the answer to how we pray without ceasing.
Yeah.
Because think about it. Are we praying right now? No. But do we have a God consciousness?
There you go.
Pray without ceasing doesn't mean we're always God, I praise you. Lord, I love you. Thank you for this day, for life, health, and strength. It's not always praying without ceasing is not always words.
Yeah.
But it's a God consciousness.
Yeah.
Whatever I'm doing, mm-hmm. I have this God consciousness.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for all things, the good things, the difficult things. Always be thankful, the scripture says. So I've been asked many times, how do I pray without ceasing? Well, do I stay on my knees? Do I always raise my hands? No. But I believe no matter what we're doing, we can have a God consciousness.
Yeah, and I think at the same time is, I'll say that you can also get into this place where you every once in a while are maybe just actually taking the moment to say something to God. You know what I mean? Like you have the God consciousness, but you know what? I'll say this. I catch Pastor Dave doing this in the hallways all the time. We're walking in the hallways to get ready to go to a meeting and he'll just walk and he'll just say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Or I'll catch him singing.
Yeah. You catch him singing in the hallway all the time. You know when Pastor Dave is coming, you hear him echo throughout the hallways.
Yeah.
But it's just this moment of, you know, yes, have the God consciousness, and every once in a while, just you can actually say something too, you know?
Yeah, and so when I talk about God, we actually talk with God.
Yeah.
We worship God, and worship and prayer are really married to each other.
For sure.
You know, when I'm singing in the car, sometimes like when the weather's good, I just roll my window down and just raise one hand.
Yeah.
sing loud, turn it up.
You got a sunroof, maybe you got both.
Yeah.
Don't do both hands.
Yeah. No.
Keep one hand on the wheel.
It's when we're talking to God. It's when we're worshiping.
Right.
But even when those things aren't happening,
mm-hmm.
when we're not verbal and when we're not worshiping with expression,
right.
we still have a God consciousness.
Right.
And that's what it means to pray without ceasing.
Exactly.
Hey, let me ask. Thank you, Brother Tech Director.
You got that sneaking water coming out of nowhere.
Yeah, yeah. You know what's interesting when it comes to prayer? I mean, how many times in church everybody says, let's bow our head and close our eyes.
Right.
But do you know that most prayers, when they talked about in Jesus' time, they didn't bow their head or close their eyes.
Right.
They looked up.
That's good.
Many prayers in the Bible, think about it. Mm-hmm. Many, we're always saying, bow your head, close your eyes. But most of the prayers in the Bible, we're looking up to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what else they weren't doing? Holding hands.
Bless, praise the Lord. My goodness.
How many out there really don't like to hold hands with a circle of people when
you pray? For those who are only listening, I have both of my hands up right now.
And every introvert has a panic attack every time somebody says hold hands.
Yeah.
So we've in this American Christianity, let's hold hands, let's bow our heads and pray.
Right.
Whenever I'm in a circle, a prayer circle, let's lift our hands.
Yeah.
Many times when they were praying in the Bible, they were lifting their hands and they looked up.
Right.
It wasn't like this. We mm-hmm. we see pictures like this and we think like this, but many prayers are just, God, I love you and I worship you and I thank you.
Why do you think people do that? The whole bow your heads, close your eyes thing.
Tradition.
Yeah.
Tradition.
You know, I wonder, not that I've ever done the research, but I wonder if it's just a way to keep you focused on something so you're not distracted.
Sure.
Especially like when you have little kids and everything, fold your hands, you know, because you don't want them smacking their neighbor and everything like that. And I wonder if that's just a tradition that we kept taking with us as we got older. I think that's exactly right.
Yeah, and I think closing our eyes, then we don't get distracted with what's around us. How about we do this? There's no one way, right way, wrong way.
Yeah.
But let's not get locked into this.
Uh-huh. You sat down, you're on your knees on your pew while you're praying. Like, it doesn't have to be like that.
You can kneel, you can bow, you can close your eyes, you can lift your hands. All of that is
acceptable.
All of that is an outward expression. What really counts is what's coming out of the heart.
Come on. I feel like we have a theme going on for a while.
Yeah,
it really always comes back to the heart.
It just comes back to the heart. Thank God. So
that's good.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, let's go on to this next question right here. All right. So we talked about how often we should pray. The next question is, well, what should we pray about then?
Everything.
Good.
So these answers are real. How often should we pray? I said all the time. Always pray. What should we pray about? Everything. Can you think of a scripture? Put you on the spot.
Oh, man. What? Let me think. What's the... Is it First Peter?
Don't be anxious about anything.
But everything through prayer and petition, present your request to God.
Boom. I think it's NIV. It says...
You
don't
put me
worry
on the spot.
About.
I know. I got it towards the end. It's fine.
You got it towards the end. Don't worry about anything, but pray about everything.
Mm-hmm.
What should we pray about? Everything.
Yeah.
So then again, let me ask questions back. So if we're thinking about changing our career, do we pray about it?
Right.
Now I'm asking you. Yes. If we're thinking about where we're gonna if we're gonna move.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
A ministry that to be involved, everything about our children, about our marriage, we pray, worry about nothing, pray about everything. Did you find it? Were you looking up the scripture?
Oh, yeah.
I think it's in Philippians, but
is it Philippians?
Yeah, but not to worry about anything, but to pray about everything.
You were right. 4:6 Philippians 4:6
Go ahead. What's it say?
All right. I have the NIV up that says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God.
Okay. So we pray about everything. Mm-hmm. We pray about everything. And I've had people say, well, God isn't interested in the small stuff or the details.
Yeah.
I think God is interested
yeah.
in the details of our life.
We have scriptures that lay out that God knows the number of hairs on your head. So, of course, God cares about every little detail.
Don't
of your
be
life.
Busting no joke on me now, dude.
I didn't say anything. You made the joke about yourself as far as I'm concerned here. No, but you know what it is? It's one of those things that God does care about everything. God, there are people who are detail-oriented and big-picture-oriented. God is both. You know, he's seeing how this all plays out in everything. And he's also seeing the little things, how you tied your shoe. God sees those things, did you do the right foot first, the left foot first? God genuinely cares about all of these things. And so if he notices the number of hairs that are on your head, if he knows all of these little details, of course he cares about the details that you even think, I shouldn't bother God about that. No, it's not. That thought process isn't even in the right place because it's not bothering God. It's being able to talk to your Father.
There's a scripture that I love, one of my favorites. I don't know chapter and verse, but it says that he will perfect the thing which concerns you. God will perfect the thing which concerns you.
Right.
So anything that concerns you, then we ought to bring to God in prayer.
Psalm 138, verse 8.
What's
I was on
say?
That one. It says, the Lord will perfect that which concerns me. It says, your mercies, O Lord, endure forever. Do not forsake the work of your hands.
I love it. He will perfect the thing that concerns you. So what do I pray about? Everything that concerns you.
That's good.
Oh, I found the version that I was looking for.
Okay.
Contemporary English version. Don't worry mm-hmm. about anything. Pray about everything.
Right. I think it says everything in New Living Translation too.
I think so you're right.
That's good.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Let's go to the next question.
How often should you pray? Always. How often should you pray? Or what should you pray about? Everything. And now, how do you listen to God in prayer?
I love this question.
For
how
sure.
do you listen to God in prayer? Let me toss a question back. How many of you actually shut up and stop talking
yeah.
and actually listen?
Yeah.
We talked about it this past Sunday. Pastor Johnny talked about
yeah.
being silent.
Did a little bit of a transition there and then touched on that for a second.
And then in my message, I also brought it up that our prayer life is so full of prayer requests.
Mm-hmm.
A whole list of things we're asking God for, concerned about. No, nothing wrong with that.
Right.
But have you ever thought that God may have some requests of us?
That's good. That's
How do good. You listen to God in prayer? I went over to The Source last night. The Source is our youth ministry here at Fountain of Life. Pastor Matt was talking about meditation.
Okay.
And meditating on the Word of God. Because meditation in Eastern mysticism is more yeah. like, just...
gets weird.
Yeah, empty your mind. Don't empty your mind.
Right.
Because if you empty your mind, the devil will fill it.
Okay.
Meditation is not, you know, emptying your mind. When the Bible talks about meditating, we meditate on the Word of God.
Yeah.
And so Pastor Matt passed out the scripture, I think it was Psalm 77 last night. He said, everybody just take, he had it so quiet in the room, you could hear the hum of the lights. Total quiet, take 6 minutes, he said, and read through this psalm, I think, and I was able to read through it twice in those 6 minutes.
Right.
And just be quiet and see if the Lord directs your attention to one of those verses.
That's good.
And it was so powerful.
Mm-hmm.
He asked, who really is God speaking to? And a couple of people raised their hand, and then I'm like, and I raised my hand. I was sitting in the back. I was like, wow, this verse, verse 19, it really spoke to me. And it talked about God leading them through the waters, the troubled waters, talking about going through the Red Sea.
Right.
And the verse, last part of verse, I think it's Psalm 77, said, though your footprints we did not see.
Mm-hmm.
And man, God spoke to me in that. It wrecked me.
Right.
And is that the right, did you look it up? I don't know if you looked up Psalm 77. I'm not sure if it was Psalm 77.
Yeah, I was looking up another one. Let me see.
We were meditating on this psalm.
Right.
And see, because God speaks to us through his word. Mm-hmm. Please don't think that if I just empty my mind, you know, as long as I'm focused on God, he can put impressions on our heart. Right. Don't you think so? I think he can put some impression on our heart. But then right in the, but God speaks to us through his word.
Right.
And if we will meditate on the word,
yep,
I believe that we'll hear God's voice. And it spoke so loud to me. It's like God was in a microphone. And he brought us through the troubled waters, through the mighty waters, though his footprints we did not see.
Right.
And it was like, that spoke to me. And it was God saying, I was there with them in their troubled waters. They didn't see me, but my footprints were in the middle of the Red Sea.
Right.
And when we're going through troubled waters, you may not see me or feel me.
Yep.
You may not see my footprints, but I'm leading you through those troubled waters.
That's good. The verse that that it's exactly, it was Psalm 77, verse 19. It says, your path led through the sea, your way through the mighty waters, though your footprints were not seen.
Wow.
And then 20 says, you led your people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. So
wow.
That's
your path led us through the Red Sea, though your footprints we did not see. And you know what? So Pastor Matt's exercise there was to read the scripture over a couple of times in 6 minutes and see what God speaks to you.
Right.
And I mean, like, tears started coming in my eye. I'm like, wow.
Right.
And how many times have you been through troubled waters? You've been through troubled waters. I've been through troubled waters. We didn't see God.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't see his footprints, bro, but
right.
He was leading us. He was there all the time.
And I think that's so good. There's a verse, it's in Psalms, I want to say it's 119, that says, how does a young man keep his way pure? By living according to your word, some versions say, by meditating on God's word, right? So I think that's so good because now let's get specific to what the question asked directly, which is, how do you listen to God in prayer, right? Because but this is the thing. They're joined together in this, being able to listen to God in prayer and listen to God through scripture. Because if you understand scripture, if you know how God spoke to his people in the past, when God's speaking to you in your current situation, you're going to be able to recognize that voice a little clearer. When you are aware of who he is, when you're aware of how he's communicated before, when you're aware of what his thoughts are by reading and meditating and really consuming and studying scripture, when you're aware of what his voice sounds like, when he speaks to you in prayer, your ear is way more inclined to it.
Yeah, he speaks to us through his word, so I really kind of I went to another subject, but certainly,
they're connected.
They are. The word and prayer. It's connected.
There was a guy when I first came to faith, there was a guy that discipled me, and he said, and we were probably together for 6 to 8 months. And he says, if you don't remember anything from this entire process, read your word and pray. That's what he said over and over again, over and over again. And if you ask me right now, I can't tell you on March whatever in 2011 we talked about X. I can't tell you what that is, but I can say that I was faithful to reading my word and praying because that became life-changing for me.
Wow. So could we try this exercise sometime? Is that, and so much of our prayer life, and rightfully so, the Bible says you have not because you ask not. Mm-hmm. We're to bring our needs to the Lord. But when we get done telling God what our problems are,
right,
and asking for his intervention, could we just pause? Because right. I really believe that prayer can be a dialogue and not just a monologue.
Yeah.
And most of the time, we get done with our prayer and we say, in Jesus' name, amen.
Mm-hmm. And that's it.
And that's it. But could I challenge everybody that when we slow down a little bit in our prayer and when we get done with our prayer and reading the word, that maybe we just pause a little bit.
Yeah, just take a couple seconds and just try to say,
Lord, is there anything that you want to speak to my heart?
Perfect.
God, is there something that you would request of me? I just gave you all my request.
Right.
Is there something you want to speak to my heart about? And when I get ready to preach on a Sunday morning before in the preparation, sometimes I just pause and hit the whole pause button. And say, God, what do you want to say to the people on Sunday? Because I've got nothing to offer them in my flesh. You just flow through me. What do you want to speak to the people? And I'll tell you, so many times I feel the Lord impress something on my heart. Or I'll be singing, or I'll be reading the word, and the Lord will impress something on my heart. I just want you to know God wants to speak to us. One time somebody said to me, if you want to hear God's voice, read the Bible out loud.
Hey, there you go.
But through his word he speaks, and I believe he can speak in those still moments. What's the scripture? Be still.
I know that I am God.
So he tells us to be still.
Yeah.
But often in our prayer life, we're not still.
Yeah.
We're talking to God, but I think God wants us to listen to him too. And as Ruben said a minute ago, you know, we his sheep know his voice.
Right. That's good. All right. We got about 9 minutes left and I want to get over to maybe about three more questions. I got one question for you that's three parts here. So see if we can kind of hit them all together.
All right.
Okay. When should, let me start with this one. What does it mean to ask God for forgiveness? When should I ask God for forgiveness? How should I ask God for forgiveness?
Wow, forgiveness. This is, I don't know. We want to go here.
We went deep, didn't we?
Yeah. When it comes to forgiveness, couple ways to tackle this.
Yeah.
When I put my faith in Jesus,
mm-hmm.
I gain a position of righteousness in Christ.
Okay.
Therefore, my sins are forgiven.
Get 'em.
Past, present, and future. When I am in Christ, when I'm in Christ, I'm secure in Christ. But we all fail.
Right.
Okay. But when I legit put my faith in Jesus and I trust his finished work on the cross,
right,
I become one of the sons of God.
Yeah.
I am forgiven, not just my past sins. Think about this. If it's only my past sins that are forgiven, then I'm winging it day by day.
Right.
And what happens if I sin, Reuben, and I didn't say, please forgive me, God, and I died? Do I go to hell?
Right.
Because, no.
Because that almost implicates that if Jesus only died for your past sins, once you come to acknowledge him as Lord and Savior, right? Any sin after that, Jesus has to die for again?
Or it depends on my performance. Did I ask forgiveness in time?
Yeah.
I want you to, you know what, everybody? Let me say it. I live under the covering of his forgiveness.
Yeah.
Can I say that?
I hope so.
I live in forgiveness. Don't tell me, bro, that you haven't had a lustful thought or you didn't have an angry something in your spirit. Mm-hmm. But I live in the forgiveness of the Lord.
Yeah.
So when you put your faith in Christ, you live with this covering of his grace and his forgiveness.
Yep.
And it's like, well, gee, what if I didn't ask forgiveness? Does that mean I'm not forgiven anymore?
Hmm.
No. If you play that role, then it's all about your performance.
And how good you are.
And how good you are, how quick you can pray. I don't believe I have to ask for forgiveness to stay forgiven. However,
good.
Because I love my Father, when I do wrong, I'm like, Jesus, please forgive me.
Yeah.
Now, you're married, I'm married.
Right.
We don't get unmarried because we do something stupid at the house.
Right. That would happen daily sometimes.
I'm just thinking of this. This is brilliant, man. This is brilliant.
This is brilliant.
We're not even charging you for this. We're not even asking you to send in an offering. So two people are married. So you're married to Meredith. Yep. Beautiful, beautiful lady.
Yep.
You ever do anything stupid?
Oh, yeah, all the time, man.
But you don't get unmarried.
Right.
Because you do something stupid.
Right.
But do you say, I'm sorry?
For sure.
Because you love her.
Because I love her.
Okay. Okay. Now let's come over to our prayer life.
Mm-hmm.
If I 5 minutes, thank you.
We might take some more time.
Right up interrupted my thought, brother tech director. So when I do something wrong, God doesn't divorce me.
Right.
I don't become an un-Christian.
Yeah.
Just because I did something wrong. But because I love my Father, Lord, please forgive me.
Right.
I'm sorry that I lusted. I'm sorry that I lost my temper. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry I cursed. I'm sorry. If I don't ask, am I still forgiven? Yes, because of the finished work of Jesus.
Yeah.
And my faith in the finished work of Jesus. So I don't necessarily ask forgiveness, Pastor Reuben, to stay saved.
Right.
I ask forgiveness because I'm sorry I grieved my Father.
Yeah, and I think that goes back to what we talked about with the first question. It helps us to maintain a God consciousness. If I am ready for that repentance, when I know that I have fallen short, I can turn back around and say, hey, I'm gonna acknowledge that you had a different desire for me here, and I'm going to say, God, let me turn towards you.
Yeah.
It changes, it brings us back to that God consciousness, you know?
Exactly. So when we live with this God consciousness, immediately if I sin, I feel this conviction of the Holy Spirit.
Right.
Not condemnation, mm-hmm. conviction. So I know that might, you know, rattle your world a little bit there, but I'm living under the forgiveness of God.
Sure.
And if I do something wrong today,
yeah.
and don't ask forgiveness, I'm still forgiven.
Right. He hasn't forgotten about you.
I don't ask forgiveness to stay a Christian. I ask forgiveness because I've grieved the heart of my Father and I love him.
Yeah.
And I hope that doesn't, well, I do. I hope that messes all up with you, messes your theology all up.
All right. We got,
what's next?
We got 2 minutes here.
Okay.
So we're gonna.
That was deep though, bro. That was deep right there.
Yeah. That was good. We're gonna bring it back up here.
Okay. That was heavy. Okay. Yeah. 2 minutes to go.
So here we go. How do you become comfortable with praying out loud? So everything else we talked about was kind of foundational or deep theological stuff here, right?
Deep.
So now let's go and just ask, how do I become comfortable praying out loud? I have, you know, we just finished up our life group semester. I've had people who, you know, whenever we say, hey, does anybody have any prayer requests? Okay, who wants to pray for those prayer requests? Everybody's got something that they want to pray about, but nobody wants to pray about it, right? and I don't think it's a, I don't think it's a desire to not talk to God. I think it's a more of a desire of, it's a form of public speaking and I'm scared. You know what I mean?
Yeah, could be.
So what is, So what is it for those people or for other people who may be feeling the same thing? How do we become more comfortable praying out loud?
Wow. Okay, we'll wrap it up with this. Little side question. I think everybody should learn to pray out loud. You know why? Keeps you from becoming distracted.
Okay.
Yeah. If you just pray and think your prayer, then you'll think about what's for dinner tonight too at the same time.
Yeah.
And you're thinking, you know, what am I going to do after this radio show is over?
Right.
Or what am I going to do? When you only think your prayers, I think it's easy to get distracted.
That's good.
But when we pray out loud, it keeps us focused.
Because you have more of yourself engaged in that moment than your action.
Pray out. And so when we pray out loud, it keeps our prayer focused without getting distracted.
Right.
And how do you become comfortable doing it?
Yeah.
Go somewhere where nobody can hear you.
Hey.
Take a walk in the woods, on a walking trail. Try praying out loud.
Right.
I guarantee that you will stay more focused and you will enjoy your prayer life more when you're praying out loud.
Right.
Do it privately before you do it publicly. You never pray out loud privately and you're asked to pray in
publicly,
a life group,
you could
have a panic attack.
Right. That's good. I mean, the thing is, you go walk, have a walk and, you know, pray out loud. And By yourself. The birds aren't going to think you're crazy. You know what I mean? So just get to that place where it starts to become more comfortable.
And I guarantee it'll keep you focused.
Yeah.
I think we're done.
That's good.
Brother Tech Director has told us it's 4:30. Hey, we hope you've enjoyed the show today.
For sure.
We've talked about prayer in a lot of different facets of it. Hope it didn't bore you.
Yeah.
We'll look at the comments later, and if we don't see the word boring, then we know we did good.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, we're so glad that you joined us today. We just want you to know that if you are looking for a great church to go to, maybe you don't have a home church, we would love to have you at the Fountain of Life, 2035 Columbus Road here in Burlington, where we're here to make Jesus famous. God bless you. See you next week.
See ya.
We hope you enjoyed Conversations with Pastor Russ, Senior Pastor at the Fountain of Life in Burlington, New Jersey. Pastor Russ would love to meet you this Sunday at either our 9 or 11 a.m. services. For directions or more information, please feel free to contact us by calling 609-499-2131 or visit our website at flcnj.org. Thanks for listening to today's message on Life Radio WIFI, your inspiration station.